Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John this morning. This morning I just want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read some verses from John chapter 11. Now, this is about Jesus raising up Lazarus from the dead. And I just want you to notice the power in the Word of God. You know, in Hebrews, it says that the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And in this account, we just see the power in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to start reading here in John chapter 11, where Jesus comes into Bethany, starting in verse 18. It says, "Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again the resurrection of the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should have not died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. She saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. And so what I want you to notice here this morning is just the power in the Word of God. Here's Lazarus. He's bound with grave clothes. It says he's bound hand and foot. And as I understand, grave clothes, they wrap them tight around them. And so Lazarus, he couldn't have really walked out of that grave. But by the power of the Word of God, that power of the Word of God lifted him up from where he was laying and stood him up outside of the cave in front of all these people and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the power that is in God's Word. You know, that power in God's Word is still here for you and I today to live the Christian life, to live in victory, and to live above sin. The power that is in the Word of God to transform a man from death unto life, to translate him from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The Word of God is so quick and powerful that it still raises dead people from the dead today unto life by the new birth. And this morning I praise the Lord for the power of the Word of God, which is able to save the soul and make a man or a woman alive unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, have you experienced the power, that quickening power of God's Word in your life, where you have been transformed and changed from an old creature into a new creature? Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. If not, I just want to encourage you, you know, go to the Word of God and ask God to raise you from the dead like he did Lazarus, and experience that power that's in God's Word to change you into a new creature. May God bless you, and thank you for listening. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bow our hearts here before you. We bless you, and we praise you for the power that's in the Word of God. We give thanks for it, Lord. We just ask that you would just take your word and bless it this morning and cause your face to shine up on each one who listens, Lord, that the transforming power of God's word may be evident in each heart. Lord, I ask this morning in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.